This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 17th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 28. It says there, "The hope of the righteous is gladness, but the expectation of the wicked perishes." End of quote. Few pilots crashed planes in murder-suicide attempts in the past. Last year, the news confirmed that the Malaysia Airlines pilot deliberately crashed the plane in a murder-suicide. This is the final conclusion of the four-year study by the investigators. The incident that shook the whole world happened on March 8, 2014. Now, the aviation experts said the captain was attempting suicide. Lar Vance, an investigator, said this. He was killing himself. Unfortunately, he was killing everybody else on the plane. And he did it deliberately. End of quote. An Egypt Air flight number 804 crashed off the coast of Massachusetts in October 1999. The audio captured heard the co-pilot saying this in 11 times, "I rely on God." End of quote. NTSB determined that Al Batardi purposefully crashed that flight when the first pilot was out of the cockpit. Another plane, German Wings number 9525, crashed into the French Alps in 2015, was also determined another suicide by the pilot. The pilot Andreas Lubitz descended and crashed that plane into the mountains with a predetermined plan. When we live long enough, we automatically figure out this truth. Life is faced with many complicated issues, frustrations, and problems. The issue include financial, relational, health, and so forth. Our today's Bible verse says, "The hope of a person who believes and trusts in the true living and loving Creator God eventually results in joy and gladness, even though issues and problems also surround him. Such a person's hope and peace will never perish." Romans 5:1 says in the Bible, "Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." End of quote. Listen. Beloved, the hope and peace with God are through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said this, and it is recorded in John 14:27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." End of quote. My dear, if you are looking for solution to problems, and or if you are at a point of hopelessness, the loving Lord says to you today that He has plans to prosper and bless you and give you a good future. You see, He does not have any plan to harm you. He plans to give you a hope, peace, and good future. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Seek the Lord in prayer today and call upon Him. Are you burdened with your sins? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to this earth to rescue you from all your sins. He was filled with compassion when He looked at people's problems and pains. And He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." End of quote. In Jesus Christ, you will find a solution to all your problems. Therefore, be not discouraged. Bible says, in Jesus, in God, there is abundance of forgiveness and deliverance. Listen, would you come to Him just as you are, with all your issues and problems? Would you come to Him today? It is okay to come with all your baggages. You see, He will never leave you nor abandon you, but He will give you a brand new blessed future filled with hope and peace. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I bring all my sorrows, problems, and pains to you. I believe there are abundant forgiveness and deliverance in you. I believe Jesus Christ died, buried, and risen again for my sins and problems. I want the peace and the rest that Jesus offers. Please save me and grant me your peace in my life today. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May the Lord grant you His peace and His full presence in the midst of your problems, pains, and sufferings. Remember, He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will bless you. Hang on with your problems. Trust in the Lord, and He will deliver you. May He grant you His peace today and forever. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.